Jai Radha Madhava Kundavi Hari. Madhava Kundavi Hari. Jana Madhava Giri Vardhavati Gopi Nana Madhava Giri Vardhavati Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randavana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randavana Yamuna Tera Madhachari Yamuna Te Ravana Chaudi Jai Hurad Madhova Kundabihari Jai Radha Madhuva Kundabihari Gopi Jana Malabha Iribadhati Jana Barabha Giri Bado Thakote Yasoda Nandana Vrajjana Randavana Yasoda Nandana Raja Janu Randana Yamuna Tera Malachyati Yamuna Tera Malachyati Jai Radha Madhuva Kundabihari Jai Radha Madhuva Kundabihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvatikacharya also Teda Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chandanad Bhaktivedanta Gosami Srila Prabhupada Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Jai Ananda Gopti, Vaishnav, Vrindi Gajai, Namacharya, Shidharidas, Thakur Gajai, Prem, Say, Gaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nichananda, Shidwaita, Gadadha, Shivasadi, Go, Rabakta, Vrindi Gajai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Gopikapana, Shayam Kun, Radhakunda, Giri Govran, Gajai, Vrindavadam, Kijai, Maturadam, Kijai, Jagadatha, Sami, Kijai, Yamudamai, Kijai, Shrimati Lasi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Prabhadanda Hari Hari Gaur. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Gajai, Gaur Prabhadanda. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale, Shrimati Bhaktivananda Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarani. So we're reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 33rd Chapter, Text 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pada Nyasaya Bhuja Vidhuti Bihi Sa smitair ru vilasair vajyan madhyash chala kucha pataye kundalair ganda lolahai swajan mukya kavara Rasana Grantaya Krishna Vodbho Kayanchas Tam Tadita Eva Ta Mega Chakre Rejuhu. Now, it doesn't fit into the Brahma Samhita rhythm, no, it doesn't. Paranyasar Bhuja Vidutivi Sasmritar Bru Vilasar Pajan Majais Chalakucha Patai Kundalai Gandalolai Svijyan Mukya Kavara Rasana Grantaya Krishna Vadvo Gayanchastam Tadita Ivatta Mega Chakre Virejahu Paranyasar Bhuja Vidutive Sasmitar Bru Vilasar Bhajan Majaschalakucha Pathai Kundalar Gandalolahai Svijyan Mukhya Kavara Rasana Grantaya Krishna Vadvo Gatyantastam Tadita Kivata Mega Chakre Virejuhu Paranyasar Bhuja Viduti Vesas Mritar Bru Vilasar Vajjan Majas Chalakucha Patai Kundalai Gandalolai Gandalolai Svidyanmukha kaparasana grantaya krishna vadvo. Gayan chastam tadita eva tamega chakre virejuhu. Pada of their feet, Nyasai by the placement, Huja of their hands, Vidhutivihi by the gestures, Sasmitahai smiling, Bhuru of their eyebrows, Vilasai by the playful movements, Bhajan bending, Madhyay by their middles, Chala moving, Kucha covering their breasts, Patai by the cloths, Kundalai by their earrings, Ganda on their cheeks, Lolhai rolling, Swidyan perspiring, Mukyaha, whose faces, Kavara, the braids of their hair, Rasana, and their belts, Agrantayaha, having tightly tied, Krishna Hodhva, the consorts of Lord Krishna, Gayantyaha, singing, Tam, about him, Tadittaha, bolts of lightning, Iva, as if, Taha, they, Megachakre, in a range of clouds, Virejuhu, shown. Translation is, the gopis sang in praise of Krishna, their feet danced, their hands gestured, and their eyebrows move with playful smiles, with their braids and belts tied tight, their waists bending, their faces perspiring, the garments on their breasts moving this way and that, and their earrings swinging on their cheeks. Lord Krishna's young consorts shone like streaks of lightning in a mass of clouds. You can repeat. As the gopis sang in praise of Krishna, their feet danced, their hands gestured, and their eyebrows moved with playful smiles, with their braids and belts tied tight, their waist bending, their faces perspiring, the garments on their breasts moving this way and that, and their earrings swinging on their cheeks. Lord Krishna's young consorts shone like streaks of lightning in a mass of clouds. So purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Sridhara Swami explains that according to the analogy of lightning flashing in the clouds, the perspiration on the lovely faces of the gopis resembled drops of mist, and their singing resembled thunder. The word agrantayaha may also be read agrantayaha. With a small a, agrantayaha, meaning loosened. This would indicate that although the gopis began the dance with their hair and belts tightly drawn, these gradually slackened and loosened. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that the gopis were expert at exhibiting mudras, precise hand gestures that express feelings or convey meanings associated with the theme of a performance. Thus, sometimes Krishna and the gopis would artistically move their interlocked arms together, and sometimes they would separate arms and exhibit mudras to act out the meaning of the songs they were singing. The word pada nyasai indicates that the gopis artistically and gracefully placed the steps of their dancing feet in an enchanting way. And the words sa smitair ru vilasair indicate that the romantic movements of their eyebrows, smiling with love, were most charming to behold. So Omagana Timadanda Shaganjana Shlokaya Chakshuran Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigadvena Maha. So we're gonna read some of the commentaries of the Acharyas, but after that we're gonna talk about mudras. How about that? Hopefully Champaka is listening to class, because there's a whole description of mudras in the Ananda Vrindavan Champu, the chapter about the Rasa dance, the different mudras that not all the mudras, but at least some of the mudras they were using. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, just as Krishna attained additional beauty in association with the gopis, so the gopis also attained additional beauty in association with Krishna. Yeah, Krishna's never alone, so attained it. Anyway. Yes, because Krishna and his associates, that's what's beautiful. It's Krishna alone we're not interested in. Just like there's a picture that sometimes people have of Krishna. Krishna's up there in the outer space with a big om around him. We're not interested in that. We're interested in Krishna with his devotees, because Krishna is interested in being with his devotees. He's not interested in being alone, because the happiness that comes even in this world, once one's basic needs are fulfilled, the happiness comes from relationships, isn't it? Once your basic needs are fulfilled, I mean, obviously, you know, if you're starving to death, you can't think too much about relationships, how much you love someone. But it's a fact. I mean, that's the real happiness, is the relationships we have with others. The foot movements of the gopis coordinated with the song's rhythm and ras. In this way, the gopis manifested more and more colorful dances and songs. Though the gopis were all holding each other or Krishna, their hands made exquisite movements. There's the mudras again. Sometimes they also freed their hands and then quickly showed various mudras to express the subject of the song in order to indicate the ras. and confirm the skill of their song or dance, they move their eyebrows and smile. Because their waists were thin by nature, they appeared bent during the movements of dancing. Sometimes called sumajima. That means a nice waist. Sometimes in other places in Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures, you'll have a handsome young man address the girls as sumajima, isn't it? Oh, thin-waisted one. And it's interesting, even in the Ramayana, we have we have Lakshman saying that Lord, he was thin waisted. Yeah, he's referring to Sirpanaka, basically, as not as thin waisted, but as he will forget this thin waisted girl, you know, Sita Devi. And actually, Sirpanaka had like a pot belly on her, so she wasn't Sumajima. Anyway, has nothing to do with this particular pastime. I guess Mother Urmila will think I'm a devotee of Lord Rama instead of a devotee of Krishna by hearing this. Anyways, I am a devotee of Lord Rama. So the movements, they appear bent, movements of dancing. The waist were thin by nature, they appear bent during the movements of dancing. They picked up the cloths that they laid on the ground for Krishna to sit on after he got up, and he waved those cloths in the air while they sang. These women are called Krishna Vadva. Vadvu can mean women, wife, and daughter-in-law. If we take the meaning as wife, then this will contradict what Bhishma stated. Let me surrender to Krishna, whose mood was attained by the wives of the gopas during the Rasa-lila. That's from the Bhagavatam 1.9.40. Bhishma did not say wives of Krishna. Thus, Sanatana Goswami also does not interpret vadhu as wife in this verse. He describes vadhu as a golden-complexioned woman who has taken complete shelter of Krishna, who is embraced by him as in the Rasa-lila, who is to be enjoyed only by him. Thus, those gopis are described as vadhu because they were similar to wives. This is explained in Vaishnava Toshani. So in other words, Krishna is the only enjoyer of the gopis, not their so-called husbands. And Jiva Goswami comments, not only did he become more beautiful with the gopis, they became more beautiful in association with him. Same thing. They stepped on the ground using dance steps, pada nyasahai. They made various gestures with their hands, though they could not gesture because their arms were locked together in their circle. Sometimes they released their hands to make the gestures. It's mudras. Skillful dancing employs smiling and moving the brows. And you can actually see this when Champaka and her gang, they actually do all these different dances, isn't it? It's not only dance, it's all their facial features and hands, everything, the whole body is completely coordinated to exhibit certain emotions. It's pretty amazing. Skillful dancing employs smiling and moving the brows. Their waists were thin by nature, and but by the transformation of dancing, they seemed to break in the middle. Or their waists became bent. This took place in all of them constantly. When Krishna stood up, they again took all the clothes they had laid on the ground for him to sit upon. Chalakucha patai. They tied their braids and belts, fearing they would become loose, or their braids and belts became loose while dancing. The words Krishna Vadva should be explained as follows. Singing about Krishna, the gopis as Krishna's wives, appeared like lightning in a mass of clouds. Someone could propose as follows. In the previous verse, Krishna was like a sapphire among golden gems. Since the relationship between a sapphire and other gems is temporary, the example suggests that Krishna and the gopis are not married. They do not have an intimate relationship. The secret is then revealed in this verse from absorption in bliss. They were Krishna's wives, Krishna Vadvaha, because of their innate relationship, like lightning with rain clouds. They were married. Thus there was excellence in all. It's like, you know, de facto or de jure. I think you all know those words. De facto means like what's there in effect, but de jure is what's there in law. So de jure, they were not married to Krishna, but de facto they were. Thus, there was excellence in all their qualities without them having to cultivate anything. And Sanatana Goswami states, not only did he become more beautiful with the gopis, they became more beautiful in association with him. Three acharyas state that. They stepped on the ground using dance steps. They made various gestures with their hands, though they could not gesture because their arms were locked together in a circle. And this is actually the same thing as the previous. Actually, this is a little bit more here at the end of the commentary. Here. Krishna sach chandramasam komudim, I'm skipping part of the commentary, kumuda karam jagal gopi janas tvai kam. Krishna nama puna punaha. Krishna is the autumn moon, the moonlight, and a lotus. The gopis sang one name of Krishna repeatedly. That's from the Vishnu Purana, actually. They shone brilliantly, virajahu, the skill in dancing with intoxication of prema of Krishna and the gopis mixed together, and his powers and his human nature, hold on a second, becoming one, produced the brilliance. The image of lightning suggests that by their mutual beauty, his beauty increased. The mega chakra, circle of the clouds, suggests that by his skill in dancing or by his special power, he became many. Or it means a group of clouds. Without being black, the beauty would not be produced. After he reached the peak of beauty, they became more beautiful, or most beautiful. The rasa dance became most astonishing because of the wealth of excellent beauty of the women who had reached the height of beauty. Amazing descriptions here. And now I'm going to read from the Ananda Vrindavan Champu that describes the mudras and some of the other aspects of this particular pastime. This is like the middle of the chapter, actually the middle, towards the middle end of the chapter of the Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Krishna submerged in unlimited bliss as he rapidly spun around between each pair of gopis and embraced them. When the circle of gopis combined with the single dark body of Krishna, it conquered the beauty of the combination of moonlight and darkness, of lightning and storm clouds, of champaka and blue lotus flowers, and of gold and sapphires. Ceasing their zigzag movements, the dancers started turning in a circle. As they merrily danced, the gopis' veils rustled. Their earrings swung on their cheeks. Their coral necklaces swayed playfully, on their shoulders, and their bracelets, waist belts, and ankle bells tinkled delightfully. The gopis, flashing like stationary lightning, sent waves of light around the universe of cloud formations. Krishna, whirling around in the dance. Now you'll notice here, basically, Kavi Kanapur is actually saying the same thing as the acharyas commented on, but he's expressing it more as a narration, as more of a narration from a perspective that had he been watching it, or he was watching it because he's a pure devotee, what he would see. Then something extraordinary happened. Making smaller circles, Krishna danced closer to Radha in the center, and then he expanded again to the circumference of the circle in order to dance close to the other gopis. Enjoying his pastime, Krishna appeared like a roaming sapphire necklace freed from its thread in the jewel box of the circle of gopis. Impelled by the festive sight and desiring to dance like the blissful gopis, the goddess of dancing, singing, and playing instruments appeared personally in the rasa dance. The presiding deities of music and dance had attained expertise in these arts after long practice. In a blissful mood, the teachers of music and dance worshiped those skillful dancers. They welcomed the arriving demigods of hand positions, mudras, who assist them in their productions. In other words, there's demigods of these mudras, according to Kavi Kanapur. As the gopis expertly, we're going to hear about the mudras in a second. That's why I picked this section of the Ananda Vrindavan Champu. As the gopis expertly sang and danced to the beat of the music, they displayed various mudras and enchanting bodily poses. Mudras are hand postures that tell a story or act out the drama of the music. The music, that's the definition of a mudra. In the following list, the mudra is first defined and then explained with a metaphor. During the rasa dance, the gopis exhibited all of these mudras to express their different moods. I mean, I wish there was someone here who could, I wish Champaka was here, she could show us these different mudras as I'm talking about them, because I cannot exhibit them. I have no idea how to exhibit them. You know how? Okay. First of all, there's the Pataka mudra, which is like a flag. Nobody has any idea. I really wish she was here. Like, it's like a beautiful flag flying from the mansion of a wealthy man.
Is she on Zoom?
What, she's on Zoom?
Is she?
Yeah, I don't know. She probably is, yeah. It'd be just like real tiny because I don't have it connected to the hair, so. She'll do it another time. It'd be great to have her here, anyway. And then there's Tripataka, three banners.
She's listening.
I know she's listening, but I wish she was here. Anyway, there's Tripataka, which is three banners, like the smoke from a sacrificial arena, the flag of the sacrifice. There's Hamsa Mastaka, a swan's head. I'm trying to do it with my hands, but I'm sure I got it wrong. I'd be kicked out of Arangetram for several lifetimes. But as tender as the lotus stem touched by the swan. There's Kartari Mukha, a betel nut clipper. A curved blade like the thin moon on the second day after the dark moon. You just picture that in your mind. I mean, maybe not the mudra, I can't picture that, but I can picture the metaphorical explanation here. The thin moon on the second day after the dark moon. There's the Shuka Tundaka, the parrot's head. Brilliant, like the beak of a parrot, the color of the palasa flower. There's the sandamasa, compressed like pincers pulling out threads of molten gold. I should have asked Champaka to get a comfort glass this morning, anyway. My mistake, my bad. Oh, she's not feeling well, okay. There's Kataka Mukha. There's the auspicious face, which is like Shiva holding a kataka, which is a musical instrument, in his hands. There's the Padma Kosha, lotus bud. I'm trying to do things with my hands. Yeah, forgive me, this is my nature. Attractive as a lotus surrounded by eager bees. Ahitunda Mudra, like a snake charmer, skillfully holding a snake's head. Sorry about this. There's the Shuchi Mukha pinhead, like the head of the needle, plentiful in the tailor's shop. There's the Mriga Shirshaka, deer's head, like the constellation Mriga Shirsha during the full moon of the winter month. There's the Arda Chandra, half moon, like the moon on the eighth day. Now you may ask, how do they learn all these things? I mean, it's a good question, isn't it? But these were actually innate. They're innate in the gopis because they're the gopis. After thanking the hand position devatas, in other words, what? Yeah. No, but you're serving the gopis. See, they're actually assistants to the gopis. Because all these different positions and mudras are meant to actually please Krishna. So it's just like, I mean, it's just like the Manjari gopis assisting Krishna, Radharani in different ways. You know, one person is just like making braids on Radharani's hair or the gopi's hair or something like that. So that's their eternal position. The goddesses of the performing arts welcome the devatas of song. Now there's devatas of songs and ragas. So there's actually demigods in charge of different songs and different ragas. That's interesting. The devatas in charge of various styles of prabandha and dhruva and of irregular intonation, it's a type of singing, such as Hari Vilas, Swarata, along with various rhythms such as Chachatputa, Chachaputa, Hamsalila, Kajalila, Sing Ananda, as excessive tolas, as well as Ekatali, Rupaka, Pratimanta, Nisaru, Yati, Triputa, Atuka, and Aditala were also in attendance. The music devatas of the southern Tailanga and western styles all gathered there. Wow. They received the devatas of ragas such as Malara, Malara, Bhairava, Kedara, Nata, Karanta, Kamoda, Sama, Desaga, Gandhara, Vangala, and Vasanta. The devatas of raginis, Guzari, Bohula Guzari, Bharati, Desika, Bhairavi, Velavali, Ramkiri, Dana Sika, Sri Pali Gauri Tori, Gonda Kiri, and Kalyanika. They greeted the Lakshmi of singing and the devatas of text and music, the seven melodies, swaras, the 21 fading notes, murchana, the three scales, grama, 18 scales, jati, and 22 marginal notes, shruti. Now, I don't know what any of these things are, I have to admit. They welcome the four types of instrumental devatas, wind instruments such as vamsi, burlak, muralika, pavika, upanga, stringed instruments like veena, mahata, mati, kavilasika, guitar, vipangchi. I added that one. I want to see if everyone was listening. No, no, I just wanted to test to see if everyone was listening. Yeah. Well, the string instruments are actually the traditional instruments in India, and the flute. Harmonium is not. I don't know, there's no description like that. I mean, it was mostly like you had a gourd, and you put some strings on it. You know, very simple type of instruments. Well, that's a veena is like that too. It's strings, you know, a gourd and wood and strings. You know, there's not elaborate technology. Of course, that harmonium's not too elaborate, but you got metal and everything in there. Vipanchi, swara, they had string.
But they also had, they were, like, normally you traveled and there were lions and, you know.
He has a veena. He has a veena with strings on, metal strings, yeah. Or maybe gut strings. You know, sometimes you could, there's many instruments, like there's guitars where you don't have metal strings. Yeah, they definitely had mining. Whew. Anyway, we'll have to go there and figure out what they had. I'll bring my guitar. See if they let me in the spiritual world. Coward boy or a gopi with a guitar. You know, otherwise I'm not going. Swara... yeah. Mandalika, kachapi, rujabina, kinare, drumming instruments, they had drums too, like mridu, mridanga, damaru, dampa, and percussion instruments like cymbals. They welcomed the different tempos, fast, slow, and medium, and the bodily poses of dance. Among them appeared devatas such as Swara Mandalika, Avipanchika, Mahati, Rupavati, holding lutes, and others holding tamburas. Yeah, tamburas they had. Many singers with drums, veena, and flute players joyfully appeared there. many expert kartel players, they had kartels, kept the rhythm. All these devatas, the embodiments of the performing arts and the Upanishads of the arts, attended the Rasalila with smiling lotus faces and looks of astonishment. The best dancers assembled there, showing their expertise in both the improvised and pure styles. They exhibited proficiency in all the secrets of music and graceful music's movements, like a person who turns ordinary words into songs. Something more may be added. There are two types of songs, marga, song, dance, and music according to the rules laid down by Brahma, and deshi, regional. There are 34 types of marga and 40 types of deshi songs. In musicology, the Chanchaputa beat is famous. The recitation of beats bol sounded most attractive. Tatai, tata, tata, tatai. Tata, they have it written here. Tata, tata, tata. You get an indication of the rhythm here by reading this. Tata, tata, tataya, tatati, tata, tataya, tataya, tata, tata, tataya, taga, 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 tati, ta, diga, na, tai. Following this recitation, the rhythm keepers kept kartels in their hands, moving them left, right, up and down. They sang an attractive new eighth note, though there are only seven notes in the scale. And I don't know what that eighth note would be. That's true, there's only seven notes in the normal scale that we follow too. Playing in different measures, lagu, guru, pluto, thurat, and virago, sometimes with bol and sometimes without. When the drummers raised the tumultuous sound by hitting the ends of their drums with their hands, their lips shone and their throats quivered. The female singers took on a splendor as they turned their ears toward the sound of the instruments thundering with great skill. The seven notes revealed their beauty in four ways according to their placement in the tune, anuvadi, vivadi, vadi, and samvadi. The vadi is like a king. It is used frequently and defines the swarupa or essence of the raga. That's getting too technical for me. The samvadi acts like the fifth note and is called the minister. Any of the other four notes may be the vivaldi or enemy. The remaining notes of the raga are called anuvadi and the followers of the king and minister. I'm just going to end here. But you can see these devotees, like Kavi Karnapur and others, were extremely educated. I mean, this is extreme technical, you know, very high level technical, let's say, analysis of music and rhythms and instruments and types of dance and mudras. And he's getting this basically from his realization and from his own training in these different things. You know, so when the pure devotee like Kavi Karnapur, what Kavi Karnapur also was able to understand who was who in Chaitanya Leela connecting with the Krishna Leela, which is really amazing. So here's a personality who basically Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanaina, because of his love, he was always able to see Krishna, and he prachakshavagamam dharmam shushukam kartamabhyam. He had direct perception of the spiritual realm and was able to relate to us what's going on. It's almost, I mean, I hate to use this mundane example, it's almost like when we used to have a radio, you know, radio? No, no one knows what radio is. And then you'd listen to a football game, football? Baseball? No. Okay, I won't explain what those are. Then you'd just hear the announcer would say, and now on the fifth line, you know, whatever, I don't know anything about football. The fifth line or sixth line, or tenth line. You probably know more than I do. Anyway, he said, and the so-and-so, the number 10, Gorilla Das. You know, so you got this whole narration, because he's there at the football game. You understand the comparison? He's there at the football game, but we didn't have TV at that time, you know, with all the cameras zooming in, instant playback and everything like that. Of course, I don't watch it now. And so hearing from... I never did watch it. So hearing from Kavi Karnapur is like hearing the narration of someone who was there watching the whole thing. And not only that, but he's completely educated in all this technology, so he can explain it in technological terms, the technology of dancing, mudras, songs, and everything like that. This is amazing. You won't find literature like this practically anywhere else in the world, is this sort of elaborate description of the Lord's pastimes. The expression of emotions and love of Krishna. You know, it's not just emotions for the sake of emotions, you know, like I may start crying here just to have emotions for the sake of emotions. But they're actually doing this to please Krishna. And Krishna's doing this to please them. You know, it's not just like I enjoy making these mudras, but they're doing it to give pleasure to the Lord. It's an exchange of love. It's not simply a mundane dance. Anyway, amazing. When I hear these descriptions, I'm so grateful that Prabhupada has introduced us to this most wonderful philosophy, practice, understanding. Maybe one day I'll understand 1/1,000,000th of what's being described here. Okay, on that happy note, Radha Gopinanda ki jai.
Govindam Hari Purusham Namah Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham
Madhuram,
Ram Madhu Ram, Vadana Madhu Ram, Yana Madhu Ram, Ashitam Madhu Ram, Vijaya Madhu Ram, Mana Madhu Ram, Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhu Ram. Vachanam Madhuram, Charitam Madhuram, Vatsanam Madhuram, Gaditam Madhuram. Janditam Madhuram, Gamitam Madhuram, Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhuram. Madhura, Renu Madhura, Mandir Madhura, Pato Madhura. Sam Madhura, Sakyam Madhura, Madhura Ripatera Kilam Madhura. Tam Madhuram, Vitam Madhuram, Uttam Madhuram, Sutam Madhuram. Pam Madhuram, Lino Madhuram, Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhuram. Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhuram, Karanam Madhuram, Duranam Madhuram, Ranam Madhuram, Ramanam Madhuram. Mitam Madhuram, Samitam Madhuram, Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhuram. Ucham Madhura, Mala Madhura, Yamuna Madhura, Madhuram, Madhuram, Mala Madhuram, Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhuram. Madhura, Nila Madhura, Yuktam Madhuram, Bhuktam Madhuram. Shtam Madhuram, Shtam Madhuram, Madhurari Pachera Kilam Madhuram. Kapo Madhura, Yastir Madhura, Shristir Madhura.
tomorrow ram, pali tomorrow ram, madhura di patera kilo madhuram. Yan the madaram, Hachita madaram. Daya madaram, Gamana madaram, Madhura di patera kilam madaram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya, Chantanana Bhaktivananda, Goswami Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah,
Krishnan, founder Acharya Shilpapad Kijaya, Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrindi Kijaya, Namacharya Shilpapadas Thakur Kijaya, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gaur Vakta Vrindi Kijaya, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Gopi Gopinath, Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijaya, Vrindavanam Kijaya, Maturadam Kijaya, Jagannatha Swami Kajai, Yamunamai Kajai, Srimati Lasadevi Kajai, Samapheda Bhakta Vrindi Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Vudale Shri Mata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Stasis with Devani. The stasis in the body.
That was the taste of the spiritual world.
Kavi Karnapur Kijai. So his lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet, his smile is sweet, his heart is sweet, his gait is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His words are sweet, his character is sweet, his dress is sweet, his belly folds are sweet, his movements are sweet, his wandering is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His flute is sweet, his foot dust is sweet, his hands are sweet, his feet are sweet, his dancing is sweet, his friendship is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His singing is sweet, his yellow cloth is sweet, his eating is sweet, his sleeping is sweet, his beauty is sweet, his tilak is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His deeds are sweet, his liberating is sweet, his stealing is sweet, his love sports are sweet, his obligations are sweet, his tranquility is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His gunjaberry necklace is sweet, his flower garland is sweet, his Yamuna river is sweet, his ripples are sweet, his water is sweet, his lotuses are sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His gopis are sweet, his pastimes are sweet, his union is sweet, his food is sweet, his delight is sweet, his courtesy is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor's sweetness. His gopis are sweet, his cows are sweet, his staff is sweet, his creation is sweet, his trampling is sweet, his fruitfulness is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor. Whoops. You need some sweetness, some sweets out of this. Okay. Pratipanam pradam vishnu sarvam